I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, as far as top stories of the Bugle go, this one might just get the prize for the most obscure. In November 2009, issue 95 of the Bugle, we were talking about all things walls.
Top story this week, walls! Everyone loves a wall, Andy. You can paint them, hang things on them, and even dramatically throw dinner plates against them in an expression of domestic frustration in Oscar-nominated movies. You can't beat a wall, Andy. Perfect for dividing things, slap a roof on top of a few walls, and boom, you just got yourself a room. A wall is also the only thing that humanity has built in our entire time on Earth that can be seen from space. Congratulations to the Chinese on that one. Phenomenal wall. Even more impressive because it's a wall that managed over thousands of years not to piss anyone off. Apart from people who wanted to invade China at the time. They were pretty miffed, to be fair.
Not only is the Great Wall of China visible from space, but actually, here's an interesting thing, space is also visible from the Great Wall of China. Unless it's cloudy, or daytime, or you're blindfolded, or looking downwards, not into a puddle, or you're jabbing kebab sticks in your eyes, or you've been bundled into the back of a car.
This week was the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, a wall that, to put it mildly, people did not like. That's the only thing that people like more than putting walls up, knocking them down. We're still essentially overgrown babies when it comes to construction projects. In 1987, Ronald Reagan had given a speech at the Brandenburg Gate where he famously said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And Gorbachev, eventually 2 years later, did exactly that. What Reagan didn't know was that Gorbachev had to grant Reagan a wish after Reagan had inadvertently rubbed his head during a summit meeting.
It still wouldn't come off.
The tragedy is that Reagan could have wished for anything. He could have even wished for 100 more wishes, but he ran his mouth off and asked for a wall to come down instead. What a shame. Gorbachev, incidentally, was the first fully qualified genie world leader since King Leopold of Austria, who mainly granted himself wishes which involved killing people. Bad leader, Leopold, but an even worse genie.
It is right that Reagan told Gorbachev to tear the wall down. They did actually haggle and in the end came up with a compromise of knocking the wall down, just as a basic matter of practicality.
Oh, that's what he wanted Gorbachev alone to single-handedly get into training for the World Strongman competition and physically tear it down. That was unreasonable.
But it's one of those events, the Berlin Wall coming down, John, isn't it, where we'll always be able to say, I was there. Over there, a bit left in through the front door on the sofa, in my house, watching it on the telly. Momentous day.
Well, how were you in your house? You should have been in school.
Well, I don't know what time of day it came down, John, but I remember seeing it on the news. I don't remember school being interrupted.
Really?
The type of school I was at, it might have been. Too. Communism has been defeated. The future of this place is secure. Don't vote for Kinnock. He'll send you all down a mine. He will! But it's interesting, the history of the human use of walls. The Berlin Wall put up in 1961 after the ructions following the divvying up of post-war Berlin rumbled on. You know, looking at walls, it does kind of prove Pythagoras' ancient theory that if you build a wall on someone's land without really asking them, they tend to get a bit angry. Tom, you can testify. The Scots still haven't really calmed down since Hadrian.
Ah,
have they?
There's real genuine anger under there. He's trying to dress it up as a joke, but I bet his heart rate just went up. In the hype surrounding this anniversary, there were a lot of clips from 1989 of hyperbolic journalists, as you were saying, standing on the wall, pronouncing the death of communism and predicting that democracies would now thrive and that there would essentially be an end to all war. And it does seem that their crystal balls were a little smudged that day, because things didn't really work out that way. There are still a great deal of very divisive walls, still very much standing and dividing all around the world. In fact, on your list of top world walls, I mean, you definitely want the West Bank Wall. I mean, look, if you judge a wall by how many people it can piss off, it's one of the best walls out there. It's only 7 years old, so it's still a rookie wall, but it's had an incredible start to its career. Only 15% of it built on the so-called Green Line, the internationally recognised border, meaning 85% of it is on occupied Palestinian land. The reason being that Israel have argued that this was built from a blueprint dictated by God to his on-site foreman, Moses.
It's all there in black and white, John.
Yeah, Moses was God's project manager. So I'm giving the West Bank Wall a wall rating of 9.
9? Good wall. Yep. You criticised the failure to build it on the recognised border, John, but, you know, planning permission these days, I mean, you just build it where you can, otherwise you just never get these things done.
That's right. I mean, if nothing else you can say about the Israelis, they really cut through the red tape when building that wall.
But I think there's another wall, John, that really should be a model to a wall such as the West Bank. That's the Botswana-Zimbabwe border wall, which was put up a few years ago as a protection against foot and mouth that was running rife through that region of southern Africa at the time. Although, because they didn't really finish it or remove any holes big enough for cows to get through, it hasn't really worked. But I think this is the model for all political walls, John. They should just say it's an excuse for stopping livestock moving. Surely, you know, the Palestinians couldn't possibly complain if the Israelis said, oh, we just don't want your dogs to get our dogs' fleas. And there you go. Everyone's happy.
So what wall rating would you give that one, Andy, the Botswana wall?
Well, one. One.
What, really? One? Yeah. That's not good.
Well, it's hardly even worth it, is it?
Now, the most technologically impressive wall is the Saudi Arabian fence. Saudi Arabia are building a high-tech security fence along its 5,500-mile border, which is apparently going to cost $3 billion. But, you know, when you think about it, that's not actually that much to a country that lost the concept of the value of money years ago. It will be a physical barrier in some parts, but in others, it will be a virtual barrier of airships, cameras and radar. Call me old-fashioned, Andy, but give me a real physical barrier to throw stones at any day. Where is the joy in throwing a brick into the air and having it picked up by satellite? Wall rating of 4.
They're also putting up a psychological wall, John. So just have people saying, oh, you can't get across here, mate. I don't think you've got the balls. You've not got it.
That's fair.
You're not just a bit of mental disintegration, Australian style.
80% of walls are all in your head, Andy. That's not right. A fact, but it sounds like one. Also, there's the India-Pakistan border barrier. That's one of the most volatile borders on the planet. Barbed wire, landmines, furious people either side. A little more of a fence than a wall for my taste, but what they lack in bricks and mortar, they more than make up for in resentment and violence.
Well, we in Britain, we've been masters of the walls, and ever since we put up the English Channel 10,000 years ago, when the Ice Age finished and we wanted to stop the filthy Europeans coming over here and eating our wolves.
You're right, though. We are very good at boundaries, because all of this is nothing compared to my favourite bounty, which was the Great Hedge of India.
Super, super wall.
2,000 miles round, that were built from the 1840s to the 1880s. Now, much has been written, Andy, about how brutal an empire the British were. Let's not forget how weird we were, too. A hedge. Not even a wall. A hedge. We kept the Indians out of their own land with topiary. You can't argue with that. I mean, yes, the Indians did argue with it, but we couldn't hear them because they were arguing behind a huge f***ing hedge.
And the sound of a large strimmer. So, well, what has happened to all the main players from the time that the Berlin Wall came down? Well, we'll do a quick bugle Where Are They Now section from the major players. Erich Honecker, the former East German leader, he died in 1994 and now runs a clothing and stuffed animal boutique in Lower Manhattan. And he said, I spoke to him over the phone last week, and he said, well, I had a whale of a time as the head of a Soviet bloc state, but after being let off my trial due to ill health and then dying, I thought it was a great opportunity to try something new. I'd always been interested in retail, ironically for a raging commie, you might say, so I thought, why not run a vintage clothes store in New York City? And I had a collection of 30,000 stuffed animals that Leonid Brezhnev had given me as a prank on my stag do, so I figured I might as well sell them too. Old Mickey Gorbachev, the old puffin who gave the world perestroika and glasnost and bought the Soviet Union falling to pieces like a motorcycle pyramid on a very windy day. Well, he now presents daytime cookery programmes on Lebanese TV, in between travelling the world on a moped asking people if they still remember him. Now aged 45, Gorbachev keeps himself busy by holding pretend nuclear disarmament talks at breakfast, using a coffee pot, cereal packet and cartons of juice as pretend world leaders. Helmut Kohl, the big fat German Chancellor, known as the Flying Aubergine for his habit of beginning cabinet meetings, dressed in a dark purple jumpsuit and diving full length down the cabinet table in the Reichstag, trying to high-five all members of his cabinet before his aubergine-shaped torso skidded to a halt and the political discussions could begin. Well, he's still doing that. And Bodo Ilgner, of course, he was the German international goalkeeper at the time that the Berlin Wall came down. Ilgner went on to win the World Cup with Germany in 1990, and sometimes you should imagine that he was the Berlin Wall in order to make himself feel more impregnable. And after the wall came down, his goalkeeping was never quite the same again. So Ilgner retired after fellow players started singing "The Berlin Wall Has Fallen Down" to him during games to the tune of "London Bridge Is Falling Down." And he, in fact, bought a section of the old wall to put in his garden, the same shape and size as a football goal, and now spends 8 hours a day making his kids shoot footballs at him and saving them from hitting the wall.
The great thing that walls do, Andy, is bring people together when they're removed. You know, that happened in Germany. The East Germans and the West Germans were not fond of each other. Then they had a wall built between them, just waiting for 28 years, then removed it and just ran into each other's arms. It's like a masonry magic trick. Build a wall between cultures, knock it down, and all of a sudden people are happy to see you. It's like a long-term cathartic game of peekaboo. That's clearly what they're hoping is going to happen in the West Bank. That's what they're doing. Where are the Palestinians? Where are the Palestinians? There they are! There they are! Where are the Israelis gone? Where are the Israelis gone? Here they are! Here they are! Now, you two play nicely.
Sounds like you're getting broody, John.
Thank you for listening to that Top Stories. If you want to find out what the top story is right now, go and listen to the current episode of The Bugle, or other recent ones telling you what top stories were very recently, on thebuglepodcast.com, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.